Morning, everybody. I'm so glad you came to this talk today. Today we're going to be talking about being a veterinarian in today's world, and in particular about some aspects of going to vet school and getting into vet school and how to survive vet school and trying to decide whether you want to go through all that. We'll also talk a little bit about some of the, I guess I would say, more cautionary aspects of vet medicine today. I find a lot of veterinarians in my field will discuss the exciting parts of being a vet without really talking about some of the costs that incur, not just financial costs, but costs to your life and your emotions and even sometimes your faith. So I think those are important things to warn people about so they know that what they're getting into as they consider a career in vet medicine. First, a little bit about myself. My name is Aaron Grubin. I'm a veterinarian. I've graduated in 2009 from Colorado State Vet School and have been practicing medicine ever since. I did a year out as I first graduated at a mixed animal practice in a little tiny town. And started transitioning from that to doing emergency medicine. I've done a lot of relief work at different clinics and then emergency medicine full-time ever since then. So, and currently I'm working at a ER in North Texas. That's kind of a quick short summary of my career. I'm also a Christian. Christ brought me to the faith at 9 years old, and I've always wanted to put him first and consider how I can serve him by being a veterinarian, just like I want to serve him in all of my life. So that's going to be an important part of this talk as well. I think it's important to consider our faith and our ultimate motives for everything we do, especially for things that are going to take up a lot of our time, like our career. So why would this talk be important? Obviously, you guys all have reasons to be here. Here's a few reasons why I thought this was an important thing, presentation to put together. One is that all kinds of people want to be veterinarians. I'd love to do writing. I've written multiple books at this point. Love to have you come by our booth and take a look at them. Only a few of them are about vet medicine, but I find that talking to all the people that come by my booth, a huge number of them, when they hear I'm a veterinarian, want to talk about that and get excited about being a veterinarian and are telling me they want to be a veterinarian. So there are just a hordes of kids that want to be vets. So that, I thought that was one thing that made this an important topic to discuss with people. And I think along those same lines, many of the people I talk to really have no idea of or at least little idea of some of the costs incurred in the journey to become a vet and in the actual career of vet medicine. So I felt like a talk that brings out some of those cautions would be helpful for the people. And I do think that this is a wonderful profession to be in for a lot of reasons as well. So I want to talk today about the good things and the bad things and the ugly things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we'll talk a little bit about all of those today. So first, let's start on a more optimistic note. We'll talk a little bit about some of the good things about being a veterinarian. There are a lot of wonderful aspects to the career of vet medicine. I recently wrote about the influence of Christianity on vet medicine. I think there's a reason that a lot of the services professions early adherents were Christians, because the Bible teaches us that we ought to care for animals. Proverbs 12:10 is a verse I often find on drug labels other things like that around my clinic, even from secular companies. It says, "Whoever is righteous has regard for the life of his beast, but the mercy of the wicked is cruel." God cares about what we do with animals and about our ability to take care of animals. This is a noble service profession where we're serving pets and their people, or maybe not even pets. Some cases we're serving livestock and their people. So it's an important part, important thing to realize as you consider a career in vet medicine, that it is a service profession for animals and people too. Sometimes we get too focused on just the animals and forget that we're doing a lot of counseling of the people that come with them. I remember my professor telling me that dogs don't walk into your clinic by themselves with a person, a credit card, and want to get checked in. They come with a whole host of humans behind them. So I think this is a fascinating career. If you have interest in animals, interest in science, interest in medicine, it may well be the job for you. There's amazing scientific breakthroughs that happen in vet medicine that have happened, that are currently happening. It's just an amazing thing to be a part of, too. One thing in a practical level that's wonderful about the career of vet medicine is that it's a very flexible career. So you'll almost always have somewhere you can work. There seems to always be a shortage of veterinarians, but not just that. There's always going to be animals in different cities, and people will be needing veterinarians everywhere you go. So you can have a lot of flexibility in your life and your family that way. You can be consistently employed, and it is a professional job. Most vets I know are well paid. It's not something you go into to become a millionaire. There are certainly plenty of other careers that will pay just as well or better, but it is a well-paid position that will take care of your family well. So those are some of the really good things that I love about vet medicine. A few of the bad things about it that we don't think about as much are on this slide. We'll start talking about those a little bit. One is just that the academic cost of vet medicine is very high. Often people don't realize that being a veterinarian is just like being a human doctor. You need good grades in school and in college. You need to be focused and get more than just good grades. You need to be having a good, well-rounded life, doing a lot of service projects and things. Those are all important parts of the application to veterinary schools, because it is a kind of a rigorous process to apply to vet schools, and a very competitive process. A lot of people will apply to vet school for years before they actually get in and be like doing their master's degrees and things and trying to bide their time until they can make it. So it's not a simple thing to do. And then also you need to realize that it's 8 years of college, so you have a 4-year degree and then 4 years of vet school afterwards. And along with that, the financial cost is also high. There's a huge amount of debt that most people make it out of school with. I made it out of vet school with about $140,000 in student debt, and that was a real small amount compared to what people are getting out now, honestly. The students I've talked to more recently have been talking about, you know, 2-3 times that, unfortunately. Now, on that same, on the flip side of that, I was able to pay off my loans within under 10 years. It's not the end of the world. The financial cost has gone up and up and up since then. So be aware of that, and you probably need to have a plan to deal with it when you're going into it. And vet schools are even aware of that, and sometimes will help with it. On one of my first classes, first year, they required us to do some coursework and financial planning and having a knowledge about how to deal with debt and things like that. So that's something that the career, the profession's even aware of and trying to do something about, although it's becoming an increasingly bigger problem. You also need to remember that most people aren't going to have ways of making significant income during vet school. So you're going to be incurring debt and trying to pay that off later. So the other thing that is an important cost that we don't think about as much is the emotional cost of going to vet school and of being a vet. There is a huge emotional cost involved to your heart and even your soul in a lot of ways. Life at vet school is really hard. Life after vet school is also very hard. Working in emergency medicine, I get to see some of the worst of the worst things and have to try to counsel people that come in with their dogs being killed and in bad shape. We have to deal with financial hardship and sometimes like animal abuse and things like that are very difficult to deal with emotionally. So be aware of that for sure. Veterinarians, people that are interested in vet medicine, tend to be compassionate people who care about animals and people. Kind of a rising problem has been suicide rates among veterinarians. If you just Google veterinarians and suicide rates, you'll find out that they're one of the highest careers to have the highest numbers of suicides for the last many years. Well, that there is a huge emotional cost that we don't think about to being a veterinarian. So you should be prepared for that. Be prepared also to realize that it's hard to go back from. So if you suspect that those kinds of emotional difficulties are going to be hard to deal with, you probably ought to think about a different career. Because once you jump in and pay your $300,000 of school debt and spend 8 years becoming a vet, it's going to be hard to change your career plan. So those are some of the depressing and bad things about going into vet school in particular. There are also some ugly parts of the profession that I'd like to warn people about a little bit. A lot of people are not aware of. One of those is the corporate aspect.